to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, Mareme!
Gentlemen, we are back! Soliano is here! Tibla is here! Ghost Lady is here! Eva, all the way from Dubai, is here! Dudu's here! Shots is here! Tato's here! Oh. Neo's here! Oh. All the way straight from Radio 2000 Fed Checkers here!
Wait, you were Shots in 2000? What?
Yeah, with DJ Cleo.
Oh, yes! Yeah. When did you start?
She did it last night.
So what are your duties?
Grab a mic there.
Grab a mic. Shout out to Cleo, man.
Oh, I haven't been hired yet, but yeah, we'll speak it into existence. Yes. We're manifesting, yeah.
Let's manifest. So,
yes. What did you do? What are your duties?
I was just co-hosting with him. We were interviewing a few people, yeah. And I'm coming back again this coming Friday.
Awesome. Ooh. I hope you let him speak. Please let him speak. Otherwise, we're going to give you orange juice.
SMP is in the building as well. So later on, we're going to be joined by Senzo Meiwa's brother, Sfiso Meiwa.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he joined us today. So make sure you tune in for that. Yeah. Otherwise, the summer nominees are out. Anybody excited about the summers?
No.
No.
For real. Come on, guys.
They don't slap the same since Jabba. But he did say, what would the Summers be without Jabba, right?
Mm.
But the Summers just lost that thing, man. Yeah. I don't want to lie.
But the music continues. So maybe actually we must look at the bright side. It's music. True, celebrating right? music. And it's...
Yeah. You want to discuss the nominees? Who are the nominees, actually?
Well, look, the award ceremony will take place on the 2nd of November, according to reports. Leading the pack with 5 nominations is Grammy winner Tyla.
Of course.
For a self-titled album, following Tyla are Kabza the Small and Mtunzi with 4 nominations.
Whoa.
So we all know that Tyla's going to win all of them. Like, you can't win a Grammy and not a summer.
Oh, imagine.
Unless she's nominated somewhere with Kabza, then she may not.
Nah, dog. Not going to happen.
Okay, not gonna happen. Let's be honest, right?
They're obligated to give it.
They have to, bro.
They have to.
She's nominated for Album of the Year, obviously. But let's be honest, Isimo. The album with Mtunzi.
Yeah.
Imithandazo. Red album, so many beautiful gems. But I'm a hit.
No, we all agree with you, but we all know how these things work. Yeah. There's no way they're going
to
give Kabza instead of Tyla.
There's no way.
It's impossible.
For album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe song.
Here's
of the
album
year.
Of the year. Here are the nominees for Album of the Year. Ne? Isimo, Kabza, and Mtunzi. Tyla, Dali, Dali Wonga, Soothe My Soul, songs from our South African church, Lady Smith, Black Mambazo, Unusual by Xoli Mwango. Who's that now?
I don't know that Xoli.
Yeah. So,
Which body do you know? Yo.
I agree with you. I'd give it to Kabza, but Tyler's going to take it.
Truth or Dare and Water from the album, right?
Yeah.
Like, you see, that's why the Summers of that thing. You can't, because she's the bigger artist. She had an amazing year. Music for music, song for song, album, the impact of the album, the musicality of the album.
But so with the recognition from Tyla, she's received...
Huh?
Like, she's like, I'm just saying, with the global recognition she's received.
For then, what? For water.
For water, so yes. Exactly.
What are you saying? There's water damage.
Then your own country can't see.
For water.
Does not acknowledge you.
For water. You see, Michael Jackson Thriller, the success of that was for the album. So we must give people awards on merit.
True.
Album, Mtunzi and Kabza. Oh, shit, that shit is fucking phenomenal, man.
That album
is amazing.
I agree. All I'm just saying is that it'll look bad. It'll look bad on South Africa. It's like, you can't acknowledge and can't give this
game. It won't. It's for Kabza. Kabza's the king.
He is.
It doesn't look bad. It's like Sundowns when they lose to Chiefs. That's not bad. You know what I mean? I had to throw it in there. But so go on. But I feel like Kabza will be hard done by. I get what you're saying, but it's for Water. And also name the songs. Name it. Water, Truth or Dare, incredible two songs. But it's not an album, the two songs. Kabza though, shit.
Yeah.
People are still vibing to that thing today. Imitandas is a timeless song, but we're still vibing to so many songs there. Like... It's a beautiful album, man.
One guy I'm surprised wasn't on this list or didn't get any love this year at the Summers is Dlala Thukzin. Because that guy never misses, bro.
Magic Hands, boy. Bro, Magic
that guy, every December is got us by the balls.
And he just dropped an album. Check out Tuxin's latest album. It's called Finally Famous 2. T-O-O. Because he dropped Finally Famous in 2022. Yeah. And then the last album, now he dropped just dropped an album like on Friday.
Bro, I'm sure his snake between Jan and September eats like caviar or some shit, bro. It's very demure, that snake. It's very mindful. Because he never misses, dog. Nah. I was listening to, because currently, right?
Guy's amazing,
what would you say is song of the year? For me, right? Currently, I'm caught between two songs. It's the... it's the Scott's Mapuma one.
Drop it. Hey, man, the Kawang, it's throwing its name in the hat.
No, it is.
Yeah, bro, so
but you're gonna need more PR. You're gonna need a lot of PR.
Yeah,
if you are to be like
in that lane. True, fair enough. But we'll see.
For me, it's the Scott's Mapuma, the Wishi Washi, Pambili, Wishi Washi.
Pambili.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. Wishy-washy. Oh, what's Vigro?
Is it Vigro?
That's Vigro on the beat. Woo! Wishy-washy. Pambili.
Makes sense.
It's a Vigro sound. You can hear it. It's Vigro.
So it's that and Chencha Magia. And the thing is, he's got a formula, dog. If you listen to that song, it's the same arrangement as Iplan. It's just a different vocal.
Even how he treats the vocals, the effects.
And it hits me every fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
Chencha Makia.
Tuxin is just he's special. Magic Hands.
But I don't think we have Song of the Year yet. I don't think it's out yet.
I don't think it's out yet. Some songs, they creep up on you, man. Like, they creep up, you know, like, I'm on. It's out.
What's your Song of the Year so far? Like, December 31st, what are you trying to hear?
Come on. Like, this guy. If I say another song, all the fucking millions of people who love that song, come on, man. Dikobang, hopefully.
Yeah.
But other songs that have a claim, ish, piki like dala. Gwelanga, piki dala ne. Fuck, man. Gwelanga, Basi sings like an angel, man.
Yeah, beautiful song.
Oh, man. You know? I don't know yet. I don't want to lie to you, man.
You haven't heard
a lot of the songs are peaking now. I don't think they will have steam by December the 31st. I think it's out already, Song of the Year.
And what do you think about this whole, that this year's Song of the Year will be a Limpopo? Is it Limpopo?
Oh, Limpopo. That's that
Limpopo
sound.
The Limpopo sound, yeah.
April keeps telling me about it. He's my trainer from Limpopo. He keeps telling me. So that sound is what? Juanito Mos. Like, please, can somebody like describe the sound?
No, basically, Limpopo. In Limpopo, there's different sounds. You know, like piano has skija, it's got soulful, private school, whatever. In Limpopo, there's different sounds, but everyone classes it as Limpopo. But basically, it's a sound that originates from Limpopo.
Under what? Under Amapiano or under...
No.
So name me a Likompo song that is big right now.
Like it's Makazi, Shebe Shit.
King
Nada, those guys.
Oh, that sound.
Yeah.
Master KG.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
And apparently the 2000s are fucking with it, man. Even on TikTok.
I remember there's an artist, man. I forgot his name now. The cover, you know, gold he saw and stuff. He signed to Juanito Mos. And I'm like, the numbers are nuts.
Yeah.
On Spotify. I'm like, yo.
Fair checker. Big numbers. You're 2000.
Millions.
How's the Limpopo sound doing there?
Yeah.
By you guys there.
Tibla, we should know.
Tibla.
Well.
Tibla. Limpopo.
Speak on the mic there, Tibla.
Mr.
Break
tell
it down
us.
For us there.
Yeah, bro. Limpopo.
Yeah.
And also, what it means. What does Limpopo mean, you know?
Limpopo is a person who ring. We are losing the snacks, you understand? What can you have? Someone who can stab you, like, what's wrong with Pela life and we're wretched?
Aha, shame.
Bro, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Yo, shit, I didn't know that.
So you can even see the dance moves and how they wear. You understand?
Oh, wow.
So Lekompo music, I don't know who came with the beat and whatever, but then Womanada, when they were doing their music, it's that music is not called Lekompo.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bulubili music, like it's under like your Afro and whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Then Lekompo music is just the beat, they speed it up.
Yes, it's a you bit understand? Faster.
Yeah.
But do you think it can take Song of the Year, one of the songs this year?
Yeah, it can.
Ne?
Yeah.
It's what's coming the biggest? Up, ne?
Chokeslam.
Chokeslam is the biggest song.
The biggest song is called Chokeslam.
Yeah.
By who, no?
Karishma and Babette Hashes. Yeah.
Hey, and who? Babette. Hit them.
He came to spreading humors.
Is it?
Oh, the guy with the gold patch, yeah. Oh, dope.
So do we have to start changing our sets now? Is Bian out the way? Because we play what's popping. We play what's moving.
Yeah, your last three songs.
Yeah.
Play Lekompo, you'll see.
Meh.
Yeah. Are you serious? Crazy. If you play Lekompo at Magube Njalo, it's going to
even go Magube Njalo?
At Magube Njalo's.
Wow.
Or at Piano Hub.
Anywhere.
Wow.
Damn. What do you think of Fianna Hub? You saw Kabza's thing?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kabza, man. That's my goat, dog. That's my goat, man. Everybody was there, eh? Black Coffee, Oskido.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Was he there?
Fuck, Shumza. Eva was with Busta the whole time. You know when he was here?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Eva, you were with Busta.
Yeah. Don't shake your head. You're in the room now. You got to talk.
Yeah, Eva DXB is here all the way from Dubai. She was with Busta.
She took him everywhere. So she took him to Piano Hub, Magube Njalo. Apparently, Busta was having so much time. He didn't want to leave, bro.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And?
Eva, tell us this.
Yeah, please.
Actually, I wasn't prepared for this.
No one ever is.
Yeah,
man.
No, this is podcast. No one is prepared for this.
No, he had such an amazing time. He loves it here. Like, especially... in Soweto, we went to Piano Hub at first. We didn't stay too long in there, but then we went to Magube Njalo.
Right?
Oh, that was amazing.
Magube Njalo was always a champ, bro.
Out of all the places we went to, that was the best place. That
was the first time you heard like Piano. What did he think of Piano and stuff?
Loved it. Did you see him vibing to all the songs? He loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it. And now he's really interested in three step now.
Yeah, three-step. I saw him with Heavy K. Yeah. Why are you laughing, though?
Oh, the most random thing I didn't expect. Boston in the Heavy K studio. I was like, that is quite dope, but it was so random, but it was beautiful, man. I didn't expect that. Like, it was vibing, and they connected, man. I hope they did something.
Shout out
to Heavy K, man.
He's going
to
come back, man. He's coming back. Nice, man.
Do you guys organize premium stock for him? Because we know South African women are the best in the world. You guys took good care of him, bro, in that department. Of course, nigga was busting nuts. We know. Hey, even Chris Brown is coming.
Yeah, and they lose their minds.
And the calls are saying, hey, count me in the stock. I want to be there. Like,
premium stock. When is he coming?
5th of December.
December.
Wow. Nice.
What is he doing? Man. Like, is there a festival or, like, do you know what's his plan? Do you know? Chris Brown.
Just music.
Oh, yeah. But he vibes with Piano a lot. Even if he just came just to chill and absorb and get in tune, makes sense. Mm. It would make a lot of sense. No. And get in the studio.
I saw this during the week. I don't know if you guys agree with this, right?
Oh, yeah?
So this lady says, according to her, she says by 2030, mm-hmm. half of women are going to be single and childless. Let me play this for you. Is it this one? Listen to this.
I can't switch the fact that we are only attracted to 20% of men. Okay, I can't change that. I can't change the fact that half of women by 2030, this is 6 years away, half of women are going to be single and childless. This was a study done by bankers, not people that have a political agenda. So if you're married, women are going to be fighting for whoever you got.
Are you scared, Gosling?
Feel that
technically. And women already do that. Women want to be. You know, I always say, though, if we banned side chicks, if we made it illegal or something, the first people that would complain are women.
I agree, man. Imagine a world without side chicks, though.
Yeah.
It'd be very dull, huh?
Just have a bunch of loyal men. That was beautiful.
There are women that go to NBA games trying to get men to cheat on their wives. This is, if you have a guy that other women like, that's just what it's going to be. And, you know, I didn't make that world. This was the fault of our grandmothers and great-grandmothers. I didn't do it.
Not our grandmothers. Not our grandmothers.
How do three men under 30 haven't had sex in the past year? What does that mean? Women are sharing men. And you see it, like, preemptively, because what do we have? We have situationships. What is that? Sharing a guy. So I didn't, it's like I didn't create this world. I'm just telling people what's going to happen. This is happening. It's already happening. It's just not out in the open yet.
What you think? What you think, Pedrook? She's got a point. She's got a point?
She does. But also there's, like, more women, right, generally. And also, like, I almost said something, but I don't know. It sounds like it could be true, but it also may not.
No, say it. We'll tell if it's...
No, I want to say more women are dateable than men. So there's, like, so what I'm trying to say is there's more women than men, but even within that number of men, not a lot of niggas are, like, dateable as in women want to build a future with, or, you know what I mean? But there are more women, I think, I feel, who are more dateable than those who aren't. Therefore, the number then becomes even smaller of gents. So I believe that. Then women then would maybe rather stay single. So yeah, but it's interesting. Interesting study.
What did you think, Ghost Lady, as a lady?
I honestly, to a certain degree, agree. Because not missing, I don't know about the stats of putting it like by 30, I don't know when, but with the way people are going, and I see it with the, like, our youth, like younger kids, because it's almost like the dating pool for women. It's like when women describe who they want, it's like the same person. You understand? So it's always, it's like the younger kids, it's like, oh, he must have money, he must be working. No one wants to date within their age. So that's the issue also. And it's like, but why is... Are people not, or even kids, like if you're just young, let's say you're 2000s, date amongst yourselves. But then instead there's that idea of, I want the person who's working, successful, they must have a house. But who's that? It's older men. So I can understand that's where, yes, and mostly married. And what do they have? You have your Mihlales who've become influencers in this whole thing of, it's okay to date people who, men who are married. So it's a bit like... Yeah, that's where it's like, then that's what it leads to, that in future, basically, women will be, like, single, because it's, no one is saying, okay, I want someone I can grow with, and in future, then we have kids, and basically, we grow together. But it's like, I want you already made, already perfect, already with the money, and done. No one wants to do the... Let us start from scratch. Let us grow together.
All the married ladies, keep your man close, because we've got a professional side chick on the loose now.
Yeah.
Hey, Mithal is doing the most.
But it needs to be, but also, it needs to be married women with rich niggas.
Yeah.
Not just any married man.
Yeah, no.
Not just any married man.
I think she'll go for anything right now, dog.
Come on, rich married men.
It's the rich married man.
What came out now that she slept with some lady? Fed checker.
She slept with a lady.
No. There's some lady from Venda who came out saying that Mihlali slept with her man in Nizhno or something like that.
I don't know
the story. Fed checker, can you give us the story then? What happened?
Before I give you the story with Mihlali, Sol, I just want to correct you. There's actually a 0.01% less of females than there are of men. It's equal, more.
Oh, selling us your father. Oh, my bad. Thank you for that.
And then to answer to that,
you're not counting the people who've transitioned, or they think they're.
Those who identify.
Oh well.
Are they in?
It's part of.
No. How? But guys, got the.
It's a valid question.
We count them in, right?
You count them in. So this is just in general the world statistic ratio of 2024. It was done by Statistic Times, and they do state that male and female, the ratio is equal.
Oh wow.
It's just that there's a little bit less more men than there are females. A little bit.
Uh-huh.
So smaller. Yes. And then to answer to the Mihlali thing, there is a CCTV footage that this lady has leaked on social media stating that I'm with her husband. Mihlali was with the husband in the CCTV footage. And she has stated that Mihlali was with her husband and basically ranting about the relationship between them.
Jeez, man. She's still with Leroy, you know that.
What do you mean, man? Yeah. Wasn't there a violent altercation?
They're still together, man.
Why would he be with her if she's violent?
I don't know, man. It's giving Bonnie and Clyde.
Serious?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, once it gets violent, man, it's done. It's chai. Whoever that nigga aganai, that nigga inboxed her. That nigga wanted the numbers from somewhere. He approached her.
Yeah.
As much as yes, you know about call machine, but he approached her also. We must not forget.
But she said yes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But he also, you know.
What is
koma? So the woman, like we have, she says yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what koma it means. Nice.
The crazy thing with these girls is they all want rich niggas, but there's only a limited amount of rich men in SA.
Hence,
that's what I
just keep going around the same guys.
Thing is, we must have you see, and also with that lady saying by 2030, less women will be married.
Mm.
Also, maybe it's because niggas maybe don't want to get married. Mm. Because think about it. 90-something%, I'm sure, of marriages exist because of men. We are the ones who ask.
Who initiates, you got, of course.
We are the ones who say, like, your marriage wouldn't have happened without you wanting it.
True.
You know, women desire it, but y'all a lot of times don't do anything about it and can't do anything about it. And marriage happens because me na yavuga propose it and I want it. You know what I mean? You guys hope for it, we make it happen. So also maybe men aren't going that route. And also maybe we must also re-look at the roles of the relationship because there's so much pressure on dudes, eh? And some are like, I'm not coming, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. Now you're going to end up with all these women wanting 10 guys because the roles of a relationship is that a man must do X and Y and Z. So if we redefine that, maybe, initiative nyana, you know? We need to relook at it, I think.
I'm confused. I'm lost, dog. You lost me, dog.
Okay.
I'm saying...
Because what this lady is saying is that...
Women, okay, yeah?
This lady is saying that by 2030...
Yes.
Most women will be side chicks. So you'll be single and childless. Because most of the men that women want nowadays are all married. So the vendor guy that Mihlali got with is married. Leroy was married.
Because of they want rich niggas. Maybe they must want good niggas.
Exactly. You know, that's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. So by 2030, it's just going to be a world full of side chicks and no wife material per se. Do you get me?
That's the extreme of saying that, okay, it will be just side chicks. Because she said it will just be single women.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
So it's obviously if you're a side chick, you're single. Come on now.
What are you if you're not single?
What are you?
Man, there's married side chicks, don't you know? You don't know there's married side chicks?
Then there's just single people. What?
Is that a position now? Is that a position now?
No. Hey.
No.
She's saying the thing, it's a situationship.
Yes, situationship.
You can't title it as a
she's saying
a married side chick. Come on, no.
What the fuck? There's a married woman begging for someone's attention. That
because people are not committing. They've put more value in situationships. It's like people are not about, let me just be in a relationship that is sincere where we are growing together.
Granted,
but
instead, we get that.
Yes.
We want to date people and that's where you become side chicks. I want to get a person who's got money.
So how does that
tie
in with what he was saying? Because that's where he lost.
No, he's talking about like... Because you're saying that we need to reevaluate what marriage is.
And what men bring.
What men bring to the table
then
and how
the
men are viewed.
Then opens up.
Yeah.
Then they don't just want, women don't just want these 10 guys. You know what I mean?
So you're saying open up the industry.
Yeah.
No, open up how they look at, a lot of women look at relationships with like.
As provision only.
Yes.
And it's not about growth. Whereas it's one thing, it's about provision when you've got a lot of things.
And not a lot of niggas have that provision. Yes. Can provide
but at 20,
that.
For instance, really? When I was 20, I would never date someone who's like 2 years older than me.
Mm.
Because I was very mindful of, I need to date a guy who's my age.
Mm.
So you understand. So I get surprised. Or even then, I'd be surprised someone says, I'm dating a man who's
40. So is it not a thing where people are not dating age now, they're dating a criteria. You got to fit.
It's a criteria,
that's what I mean.
But that criteria now is become married men.
Yeah, because those are the ones with money.
Because those are the niggas proven to be providers.
Yes.
And they've got the money. So if they redefine the roles of a relationship and what they want from niggas, then suddenly the pool is bigger.
So who's dating the broke guys?
A lot of women, bro.
Sugar mummies.
I don't want to lie.
The sugar mummies.
Guys.
I don't know who's dating the broke niggas.
It's the sugar mummies.
Let's not let the internet lie, bro.
No, because I heard
niggas are clapping bombs, bro, in shacks, in back rooms, in their mom's house, back rooms. Let's not lie, bro. Don't let the internet lie to me, bro. Folks are clapping ass. Folks are clapping bombs. There's still women who.
No, because I heard that these slay queens or whatever you want to call them, they will have a guy who's broke, but that's the love of their life. And then they'll have a guy who can support their lifestyle.
True.
So the guys who are broke are still getting bums then.
Mm. Yeah, Ox will always get bums. Because at the end of the day, it's two humans who fall in love or who have an attraction. Sometimes it's the best sexual chemistry ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can't buy that.
Hey, Fetchaka, what's your take on this? Huh? What do you think, huh?
As a 2000.
As a 2000. Niamor Shanine, eh?
Well. I'd like to ask, is the person who is talking about that just pearly things, is that from just pearly things, that statement?
Just pearly things.
What's just pearly things?
Pearl, that's her name. Hannah
No,
Pearl.
It's a white lady.
Yes, and she's blondish.
Yes.
If
she's blondish,
it comes
yeah.
from Pearl, then it does, it's BS.
For real?
Oh, she's toxic.
Yeah, she's toxic. She's
an influencer or what?
Red pill content situation. You can't get advice about relationships from a single person who's never been in a relationship.
Why not?
You can't get advice about virginity from somebody who's lost their virginity but still today.
Why not,
you
though?
Can.
I disagree with that.
You can't,
people are saying,
you can't come to me and talk about purity and shame me and tell me how I'm not going to get a man because I'm impure when you're also impure. You can't tell me that I can't be in a relationship that's sustainable when I've been in a relationship for 3 years and you don't have a man, but you're telling me that in 2030 I'll be single and childless and lonely.
She said it's a study by bankers, remember?
Yes.
Okay, if it's a
study... by bankers.
It's also in the Bible, by the way. That statement is also in the Bible.
Wow.
Whoa. Wait. What statement? The Bible says in 2030, women will be single.
My goodness.
Whoa. Hey. What did this testament... When did this testament drop?
It is.
Which testament is this one?
It's in Isaiah, but it doesn't say 2030. It says in the last days, there will be 7 women who ask one man if they could marry him and be their wives and cook for them and serve for them. It's in Isaiah.
Mm. And
it's the Bible verse.
It's correct. It's true. Because have you noticed there are a lot of more women who seem to be open to polygamy now?
Yeah.
Young women, like young model C.
Oh, yes.
It's Puma Maka and it's Lung. Willing.
Hectic.
Because before it used to be a Ebo Baba rule thing. More women.
Slay queens want to be.
Not even slay queens. Decent woman who works, who's the IT manager at a blue chip company, you know?
And they'll say, just take care of me.
Yeah, who's got money and stuff. And a lot of women are tired. They all want to be in their soft era.
Mm.
And they know that Gunjalo in polygamy. It's a soft era. Hey, it's true. 7 women will be begging one nigga.
Mm. Yeah, it's in the Bible, but...
Shout out to Isaiah, man.
As well.
Shit. Shout out to Isaiah, my nigga. Shout out to Isaiah, my nigga. Hey, that changes him. That's so strange, eh?
Yeah.
I'm noticing the tone. Mm. And the tone is changing. A lot of young, decent, successful women are open to polygamy.
Yeah.
Very open.
I'm for it, man.
But
one nick, shout out.
But, but to add on to that, as much as I'm a Christian and yes, it's in the Bible, I still believe that it's not as accurate as the way Just Pearly Things has stated it. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are women out there who find themselves in situationships, but I feel like it's the way in which the structure is. A lot of men are in prisons. A lot of men are not available. You get me? And then we have your homosexuals and stuff. So if you are to look at it in that perspective, then yes, a lot of females are going to gravitate into sharing a guy, whether they're willing to or not. But I still manifest marriage in my life.
Because let's be honest, we're a dying breed, so.
Yeah.
We're a dying breed.
Yeah, yeah.
Men. Like us.
Yeah, love it. You know?
Love by 6 back. I'm dying.
By 71.
I couldn't. Hey, no, 7 women, no ways, man. I can't even handle one, bro. Fucking hell. Hey, women are nightmare.
Where, fact checker was saying, you can't learn from someone who has not gone through a situation or is not in that situation. I believe you can learn because sometimes people are good observers. You're able to observe and be mature enough, have wisdom to see that if I do this, it's going to lead me to a certain space or to this in this direction, and therefore it's not going to be good. So when someone is advising you, even though they may be faulted or not, sometimes it's just about that wisdom and maturity of having that foresight of, oh, okay, basically 1, 2, and 3. Because nothing happens and we all know life, you know. So I wouldn't say in all aspects, like, you can't learn from someone who has not gone through a situation. Mm. You can.
Yeah, in a lot of instances. Some people are just wise, dude.
Yes.
Like, nomdana, awnamdana. It doesn't mean you can't say, Saul, maybe try this. Because it comes from a place of wisdom. Not necessarily experience, but, and I try that, and it works. And you can take it from, I think we can learn from anyone, generally in life. It's such a narrow thing to say, like, you haven't done this, therefore. There's certain things, fairly, you need to learn from those who've walked the path. But some things, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if someone runs a 10 billion rand company, fuck. There are not a lot of them out there. You can learn a thing from him about running a 10 billion rand company. But also, even that guy can take advice from someone who's just wise, who said, maybe try this.
Or someone who even failed in business and they're just giving you details of, this is how I failed, but you can be successful 1, 2, 3 this way. And you become successful. But it's from that message, it came from someone who failed dismally.
Because you narrow your knowledge source when you're going to say, only people who are. I'll only take advice from people who are. Then you just narrow. Mm. And there's so many people out there with good advice. Maybe we haven't walked the path, but they're just wise. Some people are wiser than others.
So I can't advise you about radio because I'm a failed jock.
You know what it's like? It's like some of the best coaches never played football and some had the worst football careers. Jose Mourinho's football career is non-existent if he ever played.
No, he never played.
His
dad played.
Exactly. Rulan Mukwena. Never played, you know? But he's ruling shit, What?
She doesn't know him.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who coached Sundowns and then now he's in North America, North Africa. Mm. He's in where is he? He's in Tunisia. Whitehead. Mm. Yeah, he's in Tunisia, né? Yeah. Yeah, Casablanca. Well, yeah, Whitehead. Yeah. So, like, you know, he never played. So, I think we can't rule people out who haven't done certain things from advising us.
Ghost lady, what you got for us? What you got for us?
Have you heard from Tebogo Tobetjane lately?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
No, there's
the last time I heard from Tebogo's fighting, man.
Wait.
Sometimes I feel like she's a sniffer dog.
I'm
telling you, bro. Some of the things she says are wild, bro.
Is it?
Like, how do you even think of that? So she started, I guess she left City Girls. So Tebogo Tabijana used to have a podcast on the network.
Yeah.
City Girls did really well. Every time she dropped, she'd get like 300,000, 400,000 views.
Wow.
And more, right?
Yeah.
So she left the network amicably. And then she started her own YouTube channel.
Oh, beautiful. Well done.
So the last time I spoke to her, she sent me a message because she uploaded an episode on her channel and she only got like 5 views. So she sent me a message like, hey, please tell the people that are watching.
So I was just like, please tell the people that are watching my show to please come.
Just like that.
Yo.
Please tell them to watch this side. Tell them to come this side. Doesn't work like that.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even respond. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say? Oh, she killed me.
That's funny.
Maybe now she'll need you to deliver on that request. Kushubile. Buena son. It's not. Maybe it's that easy. Gosh. It's like. Yo.
Okay. True story, though.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day. Oh, I didn't see it coming. Please.
Yeah, okay.
Thinks of such shit, bro.
Hi, hi.
Oh, oh fuck, bro.
Yes, yes.
No. No. Hey, guys. Things like okay.
Yo,
wrong.
Oh gosh.
Oh my tummy, fuck.
Dude, mine hurts.
Oh god. Oh fuck. Okay. Yes, ghost lady, yes.
So basically, guys, she needs assistance. Because she got fired now from the club that she was working at. Actually, this.
Which club, man?
So it was called the Secret Club, but it was known as Club X. Remember?
That club inside of the Grand.
I think so, yeah.
Remember she had a strip club inside the Grand? What happened to that? That's the club.
So that's the club, yeah.
How did she get fired? They said it's her club. How you can fight from your own club?
No, it wasn't her own club. So the owner, this just was not no longer making profits, and therefore they wanted to let her go. So she's apparently also trying to sue them because they're saying, she says that they're using her name. Yeah. But yeah, so that's maybe now she'll need you, Mac, to honor that and just ask people to go watch her on her YouTube. Can do the little in just helping.
That's wild, man.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Nah.
But I love Tebogo, man. That's
shout
my
out,
girl,
yeah,
man.
She's family.
It's just that some of the things she says.
Yeah, I know. But the things she
anyway, what else you got, ghost lady?
What happened to Nak Music? Also, Nak Music was also part of
Baby Mama Drama, yeah?
Yes, Baby Mama Drama. Oh, damn. Have you guys, because in fact, even she, like on the when she went, she came out asking about where is he, because he's become like a deadbeat father.
Oh, no way, Nak.
Yeah.
Nak, man.
Yeah, so it's your boy Nak. You remember he also was part of the channel at some point.
Yeah,
you
know? But he looks like a stand-up guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he's got his shit in order.
What to, can you read the story? Can you read the story? Let me try call them.
Actually, yeah.
It'll be nice.
We need his side of the story, man.
Yeah,
I don't
just
see
read it so long.
So basically, the rumor has it that the couple broke up. The rumor has it that the couple broke up a few years ago because of alleged infidelities and lack of trust. He broke her trust. She was loyal and supportive, raising kids until she discovered other girls. It was not an amicable breakup, according to the reports from the tabloids. And yeah, so, and she's obviously searching for like, because he's labeled him literally a deadbeat.
Yeah, I saw the tweet saying, then she deleted it saying, guys, please remind Nak that he's a dad, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Is it Roslyn?
April, something April.
Yeah, Roslyn April.
So, yeah. Oh, I see. It's an April Fool's joke.
No, way, no. That makes sense. It's September.
He's not April. Answering. He's probably out of the country, man. Hey, the guy is gigging like crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, he's always like in China, Japan, America. Oh.
He was in Doha the other day.
Wow, for real.
Yeah.
Then he's like, he should be moneyed and
he's doing decently.
No, he's doing well.
He's doing decent, yeah. Like, he's not like broke or I don't think he's having problems like that.
That's very shameful then for someone who's doing well, but then he's like, you're not even supporting.
Let's get his side of the story. What if he is supporting, but she wants a certain amount?
Okay.
Right? Because she's like, you're doing this, you're doing that, yambalela, therefore you must.
Granted.
But what if he is? So that's why I'm saying, let's get his side of the story and not jump. Because a lot of women tarnish niggas, mokvula ma file. Remember, like with Ndando and Tuna the Rocker, then we found out the niggas sending like 20K or whatever, but she wanted more.
Okay.
You get me?
Okay.
So, lady, do you guys as baby mamas pocket watch?
I think
I think women definitely.
You pocket watch?
Yeah. Because it's like, if you're doing well for yourself, and then it's like, but your kid, you know, it's almost like, okay, if you're earning this much, you should be able to provide.
There could be a situation where we agree that, okay, I'll send 10K for our kid every month.
Yeah.
And then you see I'm doing so well. Now you want more.
Yeah, of course.
But 10K covers a decent school, covers kids' lunch, covers clothes, and you don't buy clothes every month. You shouldn't be. You know what I mean? But you're about to die, no.
But
he's
if you're
making way more,
watching,
therefore.
It could be decent for what the agreements, whatever you had. But if you're pocket watching now, it's like, no, then I can even be taking my kid to a better school. My kid could be
and also,
even, you know?
And also, you guys tend to forget that
life moves on.
The guy didn't make the child I want. What's your financial contribution? Because they should be yours as well.
True.
Especially if we're not together. If we're together and everybody's living under my roof, I'll support everyone. But now we're separated. We have a child that I didn't make alone. But women tend to put that pressure on the guy. So it's almost like, pay this. And this is not my situation, mind you. We've got a great situation with our situation. But we've seen women not want to spend more. It must only be.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Shit. You got a baby mama for God.
My child is a mom.
Is she not pocket watching you?
Ah, no. She's not. She's not.
Hey, you're blessed, eh?
I'm blessed, man. Like, we've got a super situation. I hold up my end of the deal. She does her part. You know, we're good.
Yeah,
and
but
she knows, anything, man, for my daughter. You know?
But you see, maybe you're also like that. Like, I'll do anything for my daughter or my child. But then you find some guys who are just like, they are sending money like 1,000 rand. You
500. He's buying a Hennessy.
Exactly.
At Piano Hub.
And
for
he's getting paid. Maybe he gets 50K. But he has the audacity to send only 2,000 rand.
Yeah, niggas are like,
yeah, there's some guys also. And then
it's like, what are you going to do with that? How are you going to raise it? Some niggas also just, I don't get their logic and reasoning. You know what I mean? And some are like, aye, the money is not going to be used for my child. Of course not all of it. Some will go to the household that your child is living in.
It's living in.
So if the mother of your child then ufagama tiles or you underflow heating in imali yako, guess who benefits, bro?
It's your child.
Exactly.
Exactly. So,
anything else, Ghost Lady?
On more relationships that are very wrong.
Wait, what happened to Nak?
Ah, he's not answering.
He's not answering.
I think he might be in another country because it's not even ringing. It's just saying calling.
WhatsApp?
Yeah, on WhatsApp.
Oh,
it's saying calling, not ringing. And then I tried direct. It's not going through.
Yeah, like before we jump into these conclusions, because we've seen some women can be very toxic. And I'm not saying this about Nak's baby mama, but we need the other side. You know what I mean? We might want to little, like we said, we are nigga, but she wants more. And then he's being accused of being a deadbeat. So.
Yeah, what else you got for us?
Solo protect her. I'm a baby daddy. Need to solo protect her. I'm a baby daddy.
No, yeah, but it's
justice
just
for baby daddy.
Yeah, yeah, justice for yeah, exactly. But all wrong, boy.
All right, boys.
It's cutting this thing in no tanisha makama machita machita sam. Cool.
But you just made a point now. It's saying also men can also be as toxic. Like, let's be honest.
True, but yes. Then I made an example. Remember when it was revealed when Dando was saying Junada Rocker is a deadbeat. Yeah. Go and no, down 20k, and people were like, "Ha!" But she wants. I forgot what the amount was. You know what I mean? And for a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, a kid, she was a baby. That, come on, small enough.
So you guys, did how did your fathers contribute in your lives?
Zero, nothing.
Oh hey,
just yeah, bro. My mom just took my dad to court. My mom took my dad to maintenance court. Like it got that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, he tried. I mean, he did his thing, but yeah, it wasn't the greatest. You know. But it's whatever, man. We're here now.
Yeah.
We're here.
Okay. You
know? Yeah.
All right. Cardi B and Offset, they got divorced. But obviously they've been fighting online back and forth. Like he's insinuating. Remember that Cardi B is pregnant. Remember that.
With Offset's child.
Yeah, she just gave birth. Yeah, she recently gave birth. And with Offset's child, yeah. But he kept on insinuating that she was cheating while she was pregnant.
Ooh.
But then she also came back and like and just said no. Although there was a tweet where she kind of said, like, did. So it's obviously people
did
are saying,
it yeah, did it. That, yeah.
So it's like, maybe she did cheat or whatever. But then she also said he was being, like, very, 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 like, cheating all this time throughout their relationship. And that was one of the reasons for them to break up eventually. So
yeah, that nigga cheats, man. I don't understand how a nigga cheats that much and not get it right. Like fucking
no.
What do you mean not getting it? Not getting it right.
So many times, though.
For real.
Yeah.
So like, he's not getting
everybody
it
right. Everybody knows he's a serial cheater.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows.
Damn,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but niggas are like that, yeah. And then cheat on us once. Ha.
Yes. So I think with Cardi, maybe it's one of those, like, where he wants to also claim and, like, just run with, like, yeah, you cheated. But then, obviously, it's like, how many times did I forgive you?
Because what happened is, it started off at a live. So Cardi B went live.
Mm-hmm.
And then Offset, ne? Yeah, Offset said, on the live, he commented, he said, you fucked with a baby inside.
Imagine.
Tell the truth.
Ooh. Imagine.
And then she tweeted and did, which can mean anything. And then there was a fake tweet which alleged that she actually slept with Takeoff.
Imagine.
But she said it's a fake tweet. Mm. She said it's a fake tweet, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it was alleging that she slept with Takeoff.
Some niggas are wild, man. Like, I don't see myself having sex with someone who's pregnant. I mean, I've done that, but it was my child. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see myself having sex with someone who's pregnant.
No, that didn't happen. There's no way, though.
And it's not my child. Like,
there's
never...
no way Cardi B did that, bro. That's impossible, bro.
Why?
No ways, man.
But aren't women, like, really horny when you guys are pregnant or something?
Dude, why are you laughing? With a baby inside, guys.
Aren't women, like...
With someone else's baby inside. No way.
Yeah, don't your hormones do things when you guys are pregnant? Fact checker, you can't comment on this because you've never been pregnant.
Yeah.
Dude, you see, are you talking from experience? Like, you've done it before.
Your logic.
But you would do it.
Can I explain?
Yes, explain, please.
They got divorced, right?
Yes.
And Saul is mentioning hormones. You want to have sex.
Yeah, you guys are horny when you're
baby daddy, with the baby daddy.
But now
you want the baby daddy more than ever.
But you're divorced. You don't have access to him, but you still have feelings.
Yes. Yeah, you get and very horny. Yes,
and
yes.
Then you do have sex.
Oh, my God.
I just don't see myself banging someone who's pregnant and it's not my child. Like,
there are men that would.
But some niggas do it because, yeah.
There are men that like, they want...
There are more heady people. I'm sorry, baby. What's going on, so?
No, that's foul, man.
That is foul.
No, I don't even want to think about that. No way.
But
that
woman get horny, bro, in that state. Very.
I think she's being spiteful. There's no way she did that, guys.
No, but how does he know? But he knows.
They were separated, Mac. So what you do after, but obviously it's, I feel like, especially pregnant, maybe you must just, you know, kind of.
Eva, you know these people, man. You think she's telling the truth? What do you think?
He's foul, though.
No. I sign NDAs. I don't say nothing.
Okay, yeah, don't tell us, but without telling us. But what do you think?
Yeah.
Man, Cardi B ain't gonna watch this, man.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, I'm out of this one.
But also, he's toxic.
Do you think it's possible, though?
Yes or no?
That Cardi could have done that.
Maybe.
Wow.
But also, Bakugane, though, man.
Maybe.
Why is he trying to shame her? Bakugane.
There's a baby inside of you, dog.
And she's still a woman. She's still a human who's sexual. That's how she fell pregnant. She still wants sex. Like. Okay, but you know, we'll take off, Auntie.
Wait, Eva. What does an NDA look like? Like, what's in the NDAs, huh? I've always wondered, eh, what they say these NDAs. I've never signed one, dog. Have you signed one?
No, never. Never.
Hey, Eva, you must never come here. Eva must never come here.
Hiding. You're banned, Eva.
Bring out the NDA that she must never come here again.
Yeah, do please.
No, I've never.
For real?
I've never signed an NDA.
And you're saying da all the time. Crazy, right? Da.
Sorry. Yes, you guys, yes. You were saying.
Yeah, I was saying he's foul, though, because you know what? He's almost like, okay, we've broken up, but. You got my child in you, so you can't have sex with somebody else. And she can, though. Think, I just would never sleep with a woman who's pregnant and it's not my child. It's just weird, you know? Whoa. But, you're right.
But some
think
people
about
have a
it.
Fetish to just sleep
some,
with someone.
It's a fetish. Some niggas have a fetish to, like, yeah. And also, with her, it's a bit difficult because you know it's Cardi B, number one. Number two, it's like, yeah, it's Takeoff's child. So some niggas have that thing.
How?
Some niggas have that thing of, I want to rock this guy's woman. Some niggas are like that.
Yeah.
Remember, even with Edwin. Mm. Edwin Sodi, there was a time where he was known, he was rocking, and this was so's wife, so and so. Mm. Remember that period?
Yeah.
So some guys, they think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is, what's the fascination about, like, you in a relationship, ghost lady, you in a relationship. We all have our fights and stuff that we go through. What's the fascination about running to social media? Like, what does it solve? Like, how does
nothing.
It benefit
nothing.
Anyone?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because, I mean, poor nothing. Kid now is going to know when he was in the mother's.
Dude, imagine if you're a kid.
You're a kid. That. You know what I mean? Because that stays forever.
Forever,
yeah,
bro.
On that's, the internet.
Yeah, that's
imagine now they get back together, you know? They get back. I mean, they got three kids.
Yes.
Bro.
And when you post it, you almost trap yourself. Like, if you... You know what some people say about niggas and when they get cheated on? They say niggas are willing to forgive if people don't know.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So now, if you go and announce this thing, like, for example, if Takeoff still wants Cardi B, he's trapped himself now not to go back because of
Offset,
you've told the
Offset.
Fuck.
Offset. Takeoff is passed away.
Yeah. Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah. Offset. He's trapped himself now to not go back. Because now when he goes back, we'll be like, nigga, they were rocking or pregnant. Mm. And you told us.
Mm.
So now he's trapped himself to not even... Because if you're funny, I'm tandas, but now knowing and forgive her, because especially because he's been cheating.
Exactly.
But once was a bandu.
It's harder.
It's difficult as a guy. So why tell people?
Mm.
Just chill the fuck down and relax and think, do I want this person back? Only you and the nigga she was fucking knows.
Mm.
But now why are you going to tell the whole world? Then you can't take it back because you're going to look like a clown. People are going to be like, you took her back after she... And you told them. Because niggas do forgive cheating. If not a lot of people know.
Mm.
That's true.
Let's call him a maqiniso. If not a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Mm. If everybody knows, the security knows. Once if you're with my security, it's done, boy. security, I'm born a lot. I'm born a soul. You know, them niggas are fucked up. Once if you're with my security. So women, make sure I feel with my security. Okay, make sure with my security. I try in the fact.
Anything else, my dog?
Nah, man. Shame, bro. There's a guy. Why are you laughing?
No, man. Shame, there's a guy.
There's a story I came across, very random.
Yeah.
So there's a dude in Japan, bro. He was arrested 48 years in jail for murder. He recently got released because he didn't do it. Imagine.
Mm.
40 fucking 8 years.
But that happens all the time in America. We hear those stories all the time, man.
That's fucked up. Mm. And I saw Busta did a video. There was another guy who just got executed. What's his name? Poor guy, man. He just got executed now in America. So I'm a big, big advocate of the death sentence. But it's so tricky as well because this guy was on death row.
Dude, that story is crazy. The American guy.
The one
guy.
In Japan. Go ahead. Sorry, man.
The American guy, the one Busta spoke about. Because the lawyer who acquitted him came back and defended him and proved why he was innocent. They still killed him.
The lawyer who acquitted him or
no.
The lawyer, prosecutor?
Yeah, the prosecutor who gave him the life sentence, right?
Yes.
He came back and proved why this guy was innocent.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And they still killed him.
Yeah, because he was trying to undo his... It was weighing hard on him, the conscience, because you've sent a man to prison. You know?
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, the guy who made the AK-47, he turned to Christ because he felt bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know the story, right?
Me, yeah,
quite fucking fascinating. Yeah. So I think the guy felt also guilty conscience that he sent the guy. And then we unfuck in the jail. So it was the right thing to do, actually.
Mm.
You undo your wrongs because he put him in jail.
Yeah.
Shame, bro. And
how long was your Japan guy in for?
48 years. My Japan guy, 48 years, fam.
He
was meant to serve 48. Oh, he served 48.
Yeah.
Yay.
He's released now in his 80s.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, that's got released in his 80s. Imagine. No amount of money. And that just shows like how precious time is and freedom.
48 years.
Because no amount of money.
That's more than we've been on earth, bro.
Yeah. He was in jail for shit he didn't do. So it was a murder of... It was a crazy murder. Like, murdered the wife, a child got murdered, a woman got murdered, like a family situation. Wild. 48 Jeez. Years in jail. And I don't get it. Like, how do they know when to kill you? Because he's been on death row. Why do they do that? Like, how do they tell when to kill you when you're on death row? Some people are on death row for 48 years. Some for 5. Then they
Wait. These are different countries. Are you talking about Japan or
Japan.
America?
Well, this was Japan. But even in America, there's people who've been on death row. But there's people like, and I don't get that. How does it work?
I think it's different states because not all the states in America have a death sentence.
Yeah, but those who do, why do they keep people like, because you're going to die. Why don't they
Maybe
just
it's,
do it
it's
now?
Like, it's like the Senzo Miura case where it's a back and forth appeals, whatever.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot
strange.
Of like legal work to get there. It's not just out.
Yeah, so it got me rethinking.
Processes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it just got me rethinking about the death, you know, penalty. Because I always advocate for it in South Africa. But hey, dog, sometimes we get it so wrong. And one life is a lot, you know, killing someone who didn't do it.
No, but I don't think it's anything wrong with the thing itself. It's just... people that manage those
implementing it. Because there's some cases where it's clear.
Yeah.
We saw you, there's a video, you killed someone.
Yeah.
Then we must deal with you accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but then you get a Senzo Miura case, let's say, for example, it was meant to be a death sentence.
Hey, what if it had?
And you know what I mean? And
then,
So,
I think when it's clear,
would
you kill this person? It's clear.
Mm.
Then it should be implemented.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Mm. Fetchek, you had your thing?
The man that you're speaking of from Japan, he's 88 years old. His name was or is Hakamada, and his trial was thrown out after him being in prison for 46 years.
Oh,
and
46.
Most of them, he spent them on solitary confinement.
Imagine, bro.
And then the one that was mentioned by Busta Rhymes, his name is... Marcellus Williams, and he was unfortunately executed on Tuesday, September the 24th. And this was after he tried to take the case to the Supreme Court and they declined to intervene on the matter.
Imagine. Eva, you've been to Japan. Do you know this Haka?
Hakamada. It wasn't solitary, man.
Oh, I haven't been to Japan.
Oh, you haven't been. Oh. I thought you signed an NDA. Anyway, we out here, man. By the way, don't forget, this Saturday, we're dropping the chillers. Remember we did a chillers campaign where we asked chillers to send through the ads and whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got a reaction video thingy that we're dropping this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
With Titi, Zila Weezy, Tato from Black Studio.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah. So they're just reacting to some of the videos.
Oh, beautiful.
So we'll drop it this Saturday. Who was the lady? She's a chiller. Oh, she's a chiller. What's her name? Fezega. Oh, dude is not sure, but
the lady
sure
did what?
She was on part of the show as well.
Oh, okay. Dope.
Other than that, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Did Katabanga? How much?
Did Katabanga won 2 million?
For real?
Woo. 2 million streams on Spotify. And then past 2 days, we got 100,000. So road to 3 million, hopefully by next month. Hopefully, yeah.
Where do you get the plaque thing that we see artists having?
Oh, what's that for? That's for gold. How many streams is that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I need to check.
We're jamming to your song when we're driving through the snow last week. Oh, it hits. I've got that memory.
Thank you. We're shooting the video, man. Been good in this postponed on Wednesday, like in 2 days' time.
All right, cool, man. Please welcome our friend of the show, Sfiso Meiwa.
Senzo Meiwa's brother, yeah.
Here we go.
Yendo, Marimene, please welcome our friend of the show, Senzo Meiwa's brother.
Hey.
Give it up for Sfiso Meiwa.
Sfiso!
Taco poison. Do you support Pirates or Chiefs?
Of course. Not because of your brother.
No. So like Dalubaba and Jibes Tata Sayindwan.
Wow.
Satan Evans, your boogie pirates, love.
Wow, man.
Yeah, Sabangani, Lapasi Boo, and you send the Sally Boo, it's one day, and you fun and a low. Got that time to develop a bottle keep.
Yeah. So it's been. So it's been 10 years of your brother's passing.
Please.
Why is it taking so long? According to you, why do you think it's taking so long?
Hey, first, corruption. Corruption. I want to have a cocky well up. Cocky Mali. Food jail. The crime scene you're not allowed was a Kalin. Crime scene you're not allowed was a Kalin. I'm a country situation. I was attached. The crime scene you're clean. You're clean with crime scene. I feel my kelo and lap or clean a clinic as lap. And manjis, sing a cool mavelo, basigazu, walk on a neck as la longo, la basinzo I to bull, besing a cool mekan longo be back for you.
Wait, longo was to bull?
Yeah, how long you corner allowed to be eye to black on a carlin? Learn to water be for you.
He shot himself in the foot.
Ask me, should the hotel one treat her? She hasn't spelled the likes on her. She has no good footy. I got admits one and a camalak. Well, admits one a lean camera, leaning on a cheek. She was never record one. And Jobang Salent and Nisikan and Yaz lending you come out very corn. You cover up like Swanji. It can go to Munduka Kula, owns a cover up. Conalend the Tabatu Precatu Kinind. Ionet Alu owns a cover up. Yafisha and John Jangish statement. Enjoy the statement. Sasi shuguti usenzo. Koge sas baramu usip. Oshato nusu swam. The statement sasi shuguti usenzo to blame a put. Wakfone bani utumelo mazal. Loa ikonemzi.
Yes, ikonemzi.
Suela la poge. Ukininda o angil kalegash. Angiti. Wangena minister upegitelo aketa ngo 2018 aketa u teles no makubu. Utba party case. Mese ben vesbeta si statement band ba figa guslop what's got ang such statement minala what you bound to acquire such statement again what's an acquire such a kinind what you how was veil the statement sa ba vulikala against kinind locus 375 law 2 second dockets wa vula against kininda and against abantu ababesendlini kusukela lapho ukininda usezama ukuvala lesikhalo ukuthi uyazi ukuthi ususpect. Wathatha laba fana bafuna ukuba benzisa ama-confession. Yonke ke lento isukela lapho-ke leyo cover up. Angikholwa ukuthi khona imali esaphuma. Kuwukuthi usezama ukuyivikela yena manje.
And uma ucabanga ubani afuna uyenze i-cover up?
Ubani ofuna?
Ayenze i-cover up.
Ubani, yeah. Who's covering this whole thing up? Uthe kuyakhokhwa imali. Ubani okhipha imali ozama ukucover the whole thing up. Who do you think is behind it?
Ngoba kahle kahle kodwa umuntu oprocess wangithi lo mfana kaChiko
ulong
yeah uyena oprocess wangu ngoba yena ofika nesibhamu esingenayisho yakho ukuthi kwabuye kwabangiswana ngesibhamu asinayisho ngikhathi sidubutshulwa isibhamu esibambedwa yini noma babebambe nomunye kodwa siyazi ukuthi yena wafika nesibhamu lama shot lawo 2 awashaya saphezo yena le yashaya uSenzo iyona ke le engathi kwasekuliwa
kodwa angiboni ukuthi unayo leyo imali uLongwe usubani onga ubani kahle kahle ozama ukuprotect uLongwe ke if ke dubule uLongwe
ngoba kahle kahle angithe qaleni babesaba okay ngibeka nje mina ngathi ngifike egoli wangitshela Ivan because wathi lalela ndodana laphaya akekho azikhi gibe ngezangena kaphumfu wena udubuleke ngephutha elamula uZandi nesoka lakhe ngangakazi ngalesi khathi uba isoka laZandi shit lady cover up yaqala vele ekuqaleni manje akusekho ukuthi balikhuluma iqiniso wathi nje kubekwenzela imidi uthi ungasuka umsindo obufoni bedumile kuzosuka umsindo makuvela lento manje ke khishweni ngemali ke anginayisho ukuthi ubani ukhiphe imali kodwa kwaqalwa lapho babhalisa statement ezizokuvikela ukuthi kuthiwa ulovana odubulile
angithi nomngani waSenzo wayekhona uTumelo so nayo uyavuma ukuthi kwakuyile njoba nichaza nje ukuthi kwenzeke kanje nawe i-story vele asivumile
mfethu uyavuma nayo uTumelo bathi ewuthunjiwe yabo tu nomthoko abaye abantu ngeba understand and kodwa hey umuntu uyasha umuntu utuba umthatha bamise enyangeni
usobani usobani
utuba thathwa wathathwa okheli nolongo bamisa enyangeni ngoba kwafika umuntu wathi ufuna ukuthatha utu esibedlela uJohn Dubai wathi tumela sambe ngoba wazi umuntu ona la wathi wavelothi lo ngayi hayi semthatha utu zomgibelisa umthatha emvalo bamise enyangeni
after after how long from the person of sense was this
same night
oh
same night yabonakala imoto ipakile lapha enyangeni lezi zinto ziyenzeka lezi zinto zokuthi umuntu angakwazi ukukhuluma ngikusho nge proof khona umfana mina ngisebenza police station as a case operator ngiregister ama dockets ngithatha lokhu dockets ngicapture isho ku system wafika umuntu lapha ku account ngisebenza charge office ngivele ngimathend mina ngimathend lati lo muntu hey mfethu yazi ngangikhona kubula umuntu mekubula lo muntu kodwa manje bengakwazi ukukhuluma ngithi mina kanjani wathi ngathathwa ngayiswa enyangeni bangicaba bangifaya imithi bengithi ngizama ukukhuluma ngive ngishawuvalo kakhulu ngathi mina awunansi lento futhi ningampela lento iyenzeka kodumela hayi babanjwa baboshwa ngumuthi la bantu
so when according to you kwenzekalani that night when we pega situation
ulongo futhi wayidiniwe edunwe ukuthi kuswela okay ngole ngomgqibelo ngosuku la usenza idlala khona igame after game baphuma usenzo bayaka endlini labehla khona noKelly nomthoko mefika lapha endlini ebusuku wafika ulongo mefika ulongwe uyasho umthoko ukuthi wambona ulongo wavulela isicapho kodwa angavunyela ukuthi angene wabona ukuthi la thuthu endlini umthoko uZandi uSenzo uKelly wabotha la ngiyashaya umuntu wami la yabo kusukela lapho ivele ediniwe ngakusasa ufika vele udiniwe ngoba yabo nje mina bengiye ngihlale nomthoko kudala ngisaphuza manje angisaphuzi dala ngisaphuza sikuhlale nabo nje sonke uthuthu uzovela athi emfethu kodwa ulongo yena mfethu asho kanje athi stand futhi kodwa uyena ulongo ngithi mina kwenzeni ulongo avela jika athi uyena wathuma labantu kancane kancane abuya athi uyena ulongo yabo
yes so and, wait so umthoko boyithuba se enyangeni
umthoko ayiswa ngenyangeni
so yena wangakhulumi ngiqiniso
if so isitori siswa ngayo ngithi uthi wena ulongo ezesusa lento le be suspect ukuthi wena ushaya umuntu wakhe
unesiqhwele
and then mawubeka uKelly you know uKelly we involved kanjani kule situation
uKelly into ezombophisa ukuthi ubafihle iqiniso abalisha iqiniso kodwa leyo ukuthi wathi ngalabo abantu ayikho into engekho ileyo ukufihla iqiniso nje kuphela ileyo nto
so then a court I don't know like I don't wanna lie man you know I know it's very close to your heart but it's been dragging on so long I caught manje ngisalandelisisi but ngiyakhumbula there was a communication between Ukeli and one of the suspects.
Accused number five.
Yeah, so then how was that fabricated? Into ezekanjani if ke bokungana abantu abangenile abazoganga ama criminals then ukhulume kanjani nabantu who find themselves on the dark match?
Hey, umbrakati ukini no mastermind. Mastermind. Angithi wabona wafika kwafika usizilo waka Vodacom uPink. Mefika uPink kwakhishwa ama records aka SAPS. Anama kuthi ubani ufonele ba. Sibizwa ukuthi section 205 le. Eyaka SAPS yabekwa ngala. Wase kubekwe uPink ya Vodacom. Mekuchekwa kule kaPink le number accused number 5 ayivela. Kodwa yavela SAPS. Oshuthi SAPS angeze kathi uyithatha yena isuka iPDF bamese bayishintshi be Microsoft Excel. Excel uyazi uyakwazi ukueditha
la.
Bayeditha bafaka le number le bathi ukhuluma nalo.
So it's fabricated.
Fabricated.
Sabona nebook ubaleni kule book.
No. La bengibhale. Bengithi ngifuna uqala ngibonge u campaign organizer ngoba besenza ilokhuzana manje senzo meywa Justice for Senzo. Ngifuna ukubonga u campaign organizer u Mr. Hubert Maphumulo wenze kube possible ukuthi ngifike la. Uyindoda ebe anti-apartheid activist ngekhathi nje zobandlululo bedila no exposure izinto ebezenziwa u de Klerk wa survive ama assassinations amaningi. Enye into ebengifuna ukuyisho la udaba lika advocate uTef.
Okay.
Advocate uTef yabo nje izolo ngithe ngihlele office ngafikelwa inyembezi engakhala manje ngihleli ngedwa ngathi mina uTefo usesafarisha ngenxa yomndeni wasekhaya ngoba phela besizathini njengoba ezoboshwa kuphela unyaka manje boshiwe hayi ukuthi uboshwele lamacala angeke uboshwele assault ne malicious damage to property unganikwa bail ucindezelwa vele lamacala ukuthi wa expose awaveza ucase 375 lokhu wona obopho uGininde. Manje kade vele befuna ukuthi bamcindezele. Umanje umndeni wakhe, umndeni kaTefo, unkosikazi, uya uzokhishwa nomnini la ihlala khona. Iy'ngane yixoshiwe esikoleni. Yabo nje le izona izinto ezibuhlungu. Besifisa nje ukuthi si-raise ama-funds for umndeni kaTefo. Bengifisa ukuthi ngicele ukuthi nisisize si-raise ama-funds for umndeni kaTefo. Uze ingane zibuyele esikoleni
nonkosi abantu banga siza kanjani
si create i crowdfunding.
Okay.
Yeah, i crowdfunding
singayithola kuphi?
Ibizwa nge
Back a Body. The website, yeah.
Yeah, website www.backabody.co.za. You click lapho find campaign bese utype justice and security for Tefo.
Oh,
kube kuma capital letters
for Tefo.
Bese uklika uTefo's photograph ekhona lapho.
Yeah.
Then you click donate.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Bese uyangena kuyona.
Okay. What else did you have in the book?
Enye into la angis le indlela lecala lenzeke ngayo. Selizela ng ngaba ne-inspiration. Saqala iSenzo Meyer Foundation. Last besingafisi ukuthi kube khona umuntu odlula entweni efana nale esidlule kuyona. And futhi le nto uNkulunkulu nje usevele wayiqala. Since lecala laqala, kunabantu abaningi abebengifonela. Banama-cases asho umuntu nginecala likanje. Bekufanele kuboshwe iphoyisa langaboshwa, idodo ladliwa. Uthothi siyabasiza lawo bantu. Amanye amacala asevaliwe aphinda avulwe, aboshwa amaphoyisa amanye. Khona manje nje sesibasizile abaningi. Kodwa manje sesifuna ukuthi manje sibe ibe registered, sibe semthethweni. Futhi sifuna ukuba nama private investigators.
So i-foundation izodila ngama case la?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sibe nama private investigators. Ngoba i-corruption la eSouth Africa is very high. I believe uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungibezile ukuthi ngibe omunye umuntu odila nalezi zinto. I believe in God. I'm a man of God. I'm born again. And I'm highly protected by God.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that why Awusabi? Because we've seen so many witnesses die, you know, that were associated to this case. I think more than 8, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't fear anyone. I believe in God. And I believe what I'm going to give is long bizarre connect. I don't care would be connected ganganan. Kulungkulang himself via mina. What tala laba bandaba connected nabo. Minangkons kulungulo tala mazunum saba. No good born a baban a partnership at talent num saba ngaba saba. Got a belko partnership no kulungkum.
And then I'm a witness. Why were they going missing? What do you think that is?
Hey, friends. La bekshara kulama witness is a we wanna be so exposed a lento. Isheshi vele ukuthi kune cover up ekhona la njengalo baba kwamakhelwane khona baba kwamakhelwane lapha owafa ngendlela engaziwa nje uba nomanye uNdlovu uba wa General Ndlovu baningi nje abantu abashonile
And how do you think le case izophela kanjani?
No, sizoyithola justice.
Because where are we? Fact checker, do you have the update of where we are with the case regarding the Senzo case? Can you just give a mic there? Or just use Ghost Ladies there? Or you connect while he's talking? Okay, you'll connect. He'll give us an update of what's happening with the case. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Marwen, when
I can say it's only justice. No, man, Jangiti. It's that it says so cut and all witness bars. Or do witness work enough and a bambis. We are no brigadu kinind. Mega bat a highly lanzos or conang enough. Obi defense teams is obis or witness bay too. Abas or cool milk in the sabas or shoot. I mean, hang him la. He cut it to chul. I get come to a pumin hilla, but they came to us up my baller as he. No munios or shoot me hang milligan jang booga, engine bell or bebam be his son ange. Six of your underbars or cool milk in his own.
Sure.
So, obviously, you all know what's in Kelly's mind. Kodwa ke indaba njengoba usho wena ukuthi ubhuti wakho ushone ngalendlela ethize ba benefitane bona from not telling the truth because they are innocent they weren't part and parcel of the murder even if it was a mistake you know it's not like they shot at Usenzo so ngobona wakho ba benefitane like what's in it for them why are they hiding the truth like because the truth is just the truth and if they speak it nothing happens to them. They don't go to jail. They're not saving their own skin. So why would they go to such an extent?
From Ekalin. My statement is such in jake. About benefit loot of a lot of time. Man, just such in jake. Nine king, I wouldn't see Mutu Ushinjitas with Palil.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now you're complicit. Or
so they trapped in the lie.
Yes.
It's easy. Dabangazazi. Yabo la wa one double five. La wa five ababoshu. Abaz luto. Futhi, baze baqinisekisa lo labantu vese ngo. Khona lababopha khona umuntu kanti ngiyazana naye. Befuna umeda kulabantu abawu five. Hayi la ngabona khona uthi ayidlaliwe ngathi la. Bebembopha lo mjida. Vele na umuntu okhangelayo uhlala la iJones. Ngeke ngisho igama ngoba. What you are saba. Ngoba sasithi asivula icala. Hey, futhi yabo uma sithi uyalivula icala. Bengashiya iqede lento. Inkinga bamthembisa ukumbulala bamfaka isibhamu la. Basokudubula sikubulala mme wakhuluma ukuthi sikwenze lento esikwenze yona. Batsoveza namacala akho yabona. Bamthatha bambopha bathi wena buhamba no accuse number 3 umncube. Wathi mawa angimazi umncube mina ngiqala ngisho umbona lo muntu kwathi hey. Basifaka emlomeni isibhamu.
Eish.
Kwathi wawuhamba nayo nowangena naye endlini.
Eyi.
Wathi angumazi kwathi uyeyise ukubulala. Balahla ukuthi bafone, bafonele emlazi. Kanti ngizoyibamba ifoni bengibuza ukuthi sibani bani yena yamazi. Athi hayi siyamazi. Usondelene kakhulu naye. Kodwa bangaveza ubabuzelana. Usengitshele sephumile lo mjidi usethi yakhumbule ukuthi ufonelwa kanje. Ngangiboshiwe ngihamba nalabantu. Wasizala ukuthi bafone bathola ukuthi ngiclose nefamily bangidedela.
And then have you met or spoken to Ulondwe? It's Londwe, ne?
Longwe. Longwe.
Have
yeah,
you have you met or spoken to him?
Ayangazi, ngingaze ngibone. Ngicina ku TV nje.
Endlini ukhona umuntu owakhuluma naye outside of umthoko no Madlala. Nawe basendlini.
No. No, okay, I'm going to call you. I'm going to ID, name, no name, motor, this is a land as a sense.
IT.
In a corner, and you are so sucks and you are calling now an ID, you are to send Zokulman. I actually, and who sends a young ID name, Motozak. That's me, no, for it is on Kulmisanjan as a shonil. He loves you should conduct him. What in Gizil and Kalanga Kalangi Chanel and Zofna name passes the sun? Sit Pelagum tells Woody, Mundmishon, the listen to the funnets had to a buele veil, Pelavel Benashati. Sons of Pelaben and Coscas or Commandis.
Sure.
So the last is this a land of Coscas I've been Sabua and I. Sis often a lesson to I lap of Fala and Mia Wangas Fulel. Says a banana, my poison. Good in
his toilet.
Say, Tolo, go to Ivy, no phone a luchik. She come jealous, la la child and Domazani tells in the Buffon Gugloom, Salama, Mwab. Quas a comeback of moon for the two moons. Waham Bavaloi child and no kill while landers on kids in Tobianas.
Why you Ivan a funny little chick?
Go by why Alice's cat twice I. Why no approach you, sire? I only meet the rest of mine got a weapon pet.
Oh, okay. So it influenced.
Yes. Fact checker, can you read the latest regarding the case?
Okay, the latest regarding the case is that there was a case on the 19th of September, 2024. And on this case, the defense team, all of them, all of the defense attorneys, are questioning the new ballistic expert that was introduced by the state. So they are stating that there's certain inconsistencies within the affidavit that was submitted by this forensic expert. And they are requesting that they get the original documents of everything from the previous forensic expert and this current one so that they can basically compare and not get the copies that were given to them by the state.
Focus.
Okay, the defense team, Abo Zandile and the other lawyers, are fighting against the state, saying that there was a forensic expert, a new one, that was introduced. The name of this forensic expert is Retha Grobler. And they're stating that her testimony that was said on court on the 11th of September is not true. And that there is certain things that were from the previous forensic expert that are missing in her testimony. So they would like to know exactly what's happening. So they have stated that the state gave them copies of the documents from the forensic experts instead of giving them the original documents. So they are currently requesting for the original documents in court.
You want to? Basakuba no fabricate is into lab. Oh, well, about phone is it in Solvel. Yeah.
And then the Senzo Mayua family, obviously, Ubaba Ushonile, without, you know, seeing justice being done. In Pataganjani, as a family, like, how are things been? And.
Hey, I was a Shungakulu Kamba Baba Moba. Was a shower stroke. Because Bell Munto says it's a bang of a cool. A boy, I valet to Montuin. A shell lapaza, Conan Jelly puts to their palaglon. At how Boshu and Amsterdam Poys have been keeping in a beggars and the crime clamber last week. Got in daughter Amna Manjaga Banj. I'm a little man of South Africa. Connie Punja says a palin teranjan. Until was a Nisha was stroking or bet a bang of a cool. So to sell it to a foot. The one gentleman that is passing a gas would see what happened before it's a company, Bob. Gang, I am a police are corrupt. The one just says Limalaga Bill Munch.
Hey, and you know, the crazy thing is we see this happening even with Tabo Bester. It's unleashed that it's a cover up, you know what I mean? So we see this as a nation, and you know, it seems like these people get away with it.
Bro.
With the Ranjanle.
I know, success to us. Success to us, Nkulunkulu abaya expose. isikhasaba seba phelela manje. Ya ya ya. Ngasho kule interview edlule ngangenza ngenza okuyi TV. Ngathi mina sobona ukuthi ubani omkhulu uNkulunkulu esimkhonza nale mali ababhizi be benza ngayo le cover up. Hayi.
No, kusho. Siyabonga. Phenduka any question, any last question?
No, I don't know.
Bengifisa with your permission.
Of course, no.
With your permission. Ukuthi ngicele the man of God, a man who loves God, our brother, Mr. Vusi Thembekwayo.
Oh.
I'm requesting Mr. Vusi Thembekwayo ukuthi usize mfowethu to raise our funds for Advocate UDEF. Ngoba ngesijabule sibona ingane zakhe zikhishwe esikoleni belahlekelwa nomuzi. I know ukuthi Mr. Thembekwayo uyayithanda justice futhi ngiyawazi uyakholelwa uNkulunkulu. Ngiyacela ukuthi usize siraise la funds.
Why Vusi specifically? I'm very curious.
He's a man of God.
Okay.
He loves justice.
Oh, wow.
He's the chosen one.
Yeah.
Strange.
Like in doing it, kanje sidinga abantu ngempela ba ababamba uNkulunkulu ngoba umbaba uNkulunkulu awusabi. Abantu abaningi le case bagcina besaba. Futhi umuntu ongamsaba uNkulunkulu kulula ukuthi uthathe imali. Kanti umuntu osaba uNkulunkulu hayo uyazi udle konke into engiyenza uNkulunkulu ungibhekile.
Asifiso Meiwa, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, lastly, have you like dreamt about Senzo in any way?
Hey, even before kwenzeke lento kaKheli, ngangayiphupha nje, ngiphupha ngathi uhlele endaweni uvalelwe uKheli, endaweni enegolide. Eh, yangixaka lento kudala nje. Bese asebethandana ndawo negolide uSikhele ngathi uyamkhomba. Ethithi design ethothoze enza evuma yonke into memtshela ukuthi enze leyo nto ayishoyo memtshela ukuthi enze ungayibuza ukuthi yini lento kwangathi ingqondo yakho icapture ishile yabo kwathi ngokuhamba kwami bese yenzeka lento ngathi halo bamshayile bamshaye ikhemu
hey
uNkulunkulu wayengikhombisa bamshaye ngekhemu
wait so uKhile Khumalo ushaye uSenzo ngekhemu
bamshaye ngekhemu bebuya uSenzo ekhaya mefika ekhaya uma ayiwonye inyanga uma afika amnikeza imithi uSenzo. Mefika la egoli, athi uSenzo hayi le nto ngiyisebenzise kanye ma singiyabheka ngisayibona uKheli ukuthi uyithathile. Kwazi uma wafisa ukuya egoli, elwavimbe uhamba, wase kusonde insizwe ukuthi uSenzo ashona. Wathi uma ngifuna ukuhamba nale mithi nginikeza uSenzo alokhu uze ngayo. Avimbeka i-trip uma wafishwa ibhasi, wangakwazi ukuhamba. Next week kuzokwenzeka le nto.
Another thing. Okay, go ahead.
Abengifuna ukwazi umntwana la umntwana kaSenzo noKheli. Nina as a family nayo relationship nabo?
Asinayo, siyafisa ukuba nayo. Mina nginayo inkinga nomndeni wakhumala. Asinayo inkinga. And ngike ngezwe kuthiwa khona okwafona ethuthunywa umndeni wakhumala ekhaya. Wathi abakhumala bafuna ukuletha uThingo. Uma wathi hayi ngicela nikhulume noSifiso. Ngathi mina uma kade ngangifisa lento ukuthi yenzeke ngiyafisa ukuthi sixhumane nabo ingane bayilethe siyibone siyafisa ukuthi ingane isazi ngoba phela vele kwenza kwaye bayiphutha basuke bavumela ukuthi kufihlwe lento kwasekuqaleni kodwa asinayo inkinga nabo
ngicela ukubuza no uSenzo eventually passed away at his side chick's house nina menazi ukuthi kwenzakala lento beninkhuza na uSenzo ukuthi ndoda unomfazi and bekathini and how was he justifying this relationship as out of his marriage and then nimkhuzile na
hey mfethu kaningi simkhuza kodwa yabo umuntu mangabe seshawe sebemdlisa ikorobela uzwa lutho musu dlisiwe
awusafakho
ukontrola ngeremote phela lapho
so yena bekathini make justify did he want her as a second wife maybe because sometimes it happens and into so iqale kanjalo uthini yena or bekafuna ukuye kumfazi wakhe buku yini inhloso yakhe kahle
mina siqa eqala nje before baze babonane ngiyakhumbula wafika ekhaya ebusuku ngalo lang wathi ekhona umuntu engikhuluma naye la uKheli Khumalo ngabuka ama message ngizimina hoyibo ke kuma lo dumile umculi wathi haye ngemfuna lo muntu yini nevesi udala inkinga ke manje so letha ama celebrity la uMandisi uzoyizwa lento wathi na futhi ngizothi one ngithi gone
all out yes
I'm ready one
yeah eish
ay vethu what one but your phone unokuzana
ha
sayibambi phone hayi bebashaya ngale ngalezo hayi baqedile ba I'm sorry what one what gone your phone ifona isabanje vele ibanje ibhekiswa kanje eh ukhelwe wahlala lapha egateini busuku bonke kwaze kwasi emlindile ebaklu wathi aphuma nanga ukhelulela emoto unaphapha mathi wathi angenziwa kanjalo mina
hey
ngenziwa one night stand
yo
ayasuka lapho
yo 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 yo
yasuka and in closing what I wanted to ask Usenzo Meiwa I mean he was your brother it's 10 years like we said Bezotini with what's happening now what do you think he would have said
eh mbuzo nje hey ube umuntu ongazwani nempi futhi mhlambe yena ngokwakhe bezothi hayi bavele nibayeke labantu ungabe nisaqhubeka nalento hayi mina ngiqalile ngibuyele emuva hayi ngibuyele emuva awu eninto bengizifuna ukuyiadda
of course
yeah nje sekuphela 10 years manje sisi organize le campaign izoba ngisho international kona nje uMr. Hubert amselectile lapha eUK uMrs. Duduzile Khanyile uyena uzoba uspokesperson wethu lapha yeah
senza yenzani the campaign
the campaign okuningi besithiwa singakuvisi yeah ngoba kuzoze laba bayizitha zethu baphazamise
lokho
esifuna ukwenza
no problem is there anything else that you might have left
okay yeah cishe ngakhohlwa la sekaninga abantu bebhala something khona nama documentary benza imali ngosenzo so manje sesifuna as family ukukhuluma istory sethu sifuna ukuqala i YouTube channel
yes
ezoba isenzo Mayor voice yeah isenzo Mayor voice leyo platform izobisetshenziswa nokuthi ama victims adlule kule crime efana nale akwazi ukuinterviewa lapha yana bese sikwazi nokwasiza since ngishilo ukuthi ifoundation izobe inama private investigators ngoba sifisa nokuthi mewukuthi khona abafisa ukuthi basebenze sifisa kube khona umuntu esifazana nomuntu esilisa bazosebenza lapha
okay
between 20 years to 30 years Yeah for more information mhlamba bafuna ukufaka ama CV bangathumela ku Hubert Hubert 159@gmail.com
okay
yes
so iveza la
ay serious manje ay is serious
good luck man
oh cishe ngakhohle abantu abane background ngicala abazi case yabona abazi case kuba abantu futhi abane journalism.
Yeah.
Mhlambe no diploma in journalism.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Baba Sfiso. Siyabonga isikhathi sakho. Thank you so much, man.
Yes.
And yeah, man. I think we all want justice, man.
Yeah, man, guys, honestly, you know, it's shocking that it makes you think about how many people out there don't get justice. I mean, this was like a whole national captain, bro. You think justice would be swift? You think everybody wants justice and no one is viable because it's like, dude, a whole national hero, you know? So it makes you wonder about the state of our justice system and how many cases out there are hanging just like this one.
That's why the foundation and what they're doing is so profound.
Good luck, man.
Good luck.
It's so sad.
It's just season of the foundation. It's about the information about what we keep. There's a foundation.
We keep.
Yeah.
Okay.
On
that note, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace. Bye.